Chapter 2. All the Honour That Remains. 51 legionaries had gathered in the vault, all Firedrakes, bar one, though only Krask and his warriors wore Tartarus-pattern Terminator armour. The others wore Mark IV and V power armour, painted green, as befitted their legion, and each with a mantle of salamander hide. Zaul had black armour to signify his position amongst the chaplaincy, and one other amongst the throng wore the red associated with Mars. The Terminators had attached their salamander hides to their shoulder guards, whilst the rest had cloaks of scale hanging down their backs. In spite of the apparent differences between the two grades of armour, all had a draconic aspect in common. Edges of individual plates were scalloped, echoing the scaled texture of their cloaks or shoulder mantles, and the legionaries' war helms, although different in form, all had toothed mouth grills, or in some instances had been fashioned to resemble a drake head. Again, Zaul was the exception. His war helm resembled an avatar of death, a fleshless skull. Even made diminutive by the sheer size of the vault, the salamanders looked formidable and ready for war. Many ached for it, and felt that the need for the garrison had robbed them of deserved glory. Certainly their surroundings were glorious enough. Prometheus had several artifact chambers, but this was the largest, the Igneous Vault. It had also once belonged to Vulcan. The footfalls of the warriors who congregated there echoed loudly from its ornate walls, despite the ash underfoot. Craft and artistry were evident in the vault's aesthetic. Statuary had been carved into long metal ribs that arced all the way to a filigreed ceiling, where the wingless serpents of ancient Nocturne swam and fought in a sea of fire. An obsidian veneer gave the scene luster and caught snatches of reflected light from a thousand guttering auto-sconces. The sculpted deep drakes, cavorting in the heart-blood of the world, had once looked down upon a sprawling portrait of tribesmen abroad on the Scorian plain, wrought into the metal of the vault. Both were stirring examples of the Primarch's peerless gift of creation. Aknun Zen spoke first, to a figure standing apart from the others, the one who was clad in red.
"Forgefather, why have you summoned us here?" he asked,
his voice echoing for a few seconds before fading into silence. Zen favoured blades over the traditional concussion weapons of his legion, and had a habit of holding the pommel of each of his two swords whenever they were sheathed. It gave him a predatory air, of one who was always eager for battle. He was also one of the garrison's standard-bearers, and as such was expected to carry the company's banner into war. Zen could not remember a time when he had unfurled it. Waiting patiently at the head of the Carder, Raz Obek scowled. Several others gave disapproving glances too, especially Krask and his warriors.
"Do you know what we are standing in, Aknun Zen?" asked Tekel.
"Hush, brother. An ocean of it."
"Fool," hissed Zaul. "It is more than that."
Zen gave him a sideways look, but did nothing more. All of the Salamander's legionaries carried their helmets, either maglocked to their armour or simply held in their arms, out of respect for their surroundings and the Forgefather. Zaul did not deign to look back at Zen. Instead, he met the fervent gaze of Zebduvar. Since their apotheosis to legionaries, they had adopted different names, but a biological bond existed between them that went deeper than mere sword brother. Zebdu bowed his head to his brother, eyes alive with vigour, as if he saw something in the vault beyond the ken of the others.
"You know, don't you? You see."
"It is the legacy of our Primarch," Tekel explained to Zen.
His voice coaxed Zaul from his thoughts.
"It is the ashes of his great works. This vault used to be full. A cache of wonders like no other in the known galaxy, all wrought by our father's hammer. Upon his death, He charged me with ensuring none of it fell into the wrong hands.
Some shook their heads, appalled at what their forge father had been ordered to do. Others, like Krask, kneeled down, in spite of the difficulty of doing it, wearing Terminator armor, to touch and hold what remained. Even Zen appeared disquieted, though he did his best to mask it.
How did we not know of this?
Xandu asked.
Father kept much to himself, it would seem. I only know what little he saw fit to tell me.
T'Kel spread his hands, one of which ended in 5 digit-sized mechadendrites.
Such as this vault, its contents, and its purpose.
Xandu shook his head. The Primarch's wisdom eluded him.
We could have used these weapons to kill Horus and end the war.
I think that's what he was worried about. He didn't want to kill his brothers, least of all Horus.
They had no such qualms,
Zen chimed in.
Traitors are ever quick to resort to murder, Zaul said sadly.
Silence fell as Xandu's question remained unresolved, and they all stared at the wreckage of Vulcan's legacy, as if they'd had to endure his death a second time. T'Kel observed them all keenly. Only Raz Obek remained unmoved. His eyes narrowed, though, as he watched T'Kel, knowing the Forge Master must have had the ash removed from the Chalice of Fire and brought here.
You thought they might refuse, didn't you?
We have suffered, said T'Kel. You have suffered. Much about these times makes little sense. I am a creature of reason and logic, but I find nothing reasonable or logical about the situation in which we find ourselves, or the decisions we must make for the sake of duty. But make them we must, for to do anything other would be to cast in our lot with those we profess to despise and pit ourselves against.
He looked around at the 50 legionaries standing before him, as if measuring the honor and duty that he had just spoken of in each of them.
Bound to Prometheus, standing as its garrison, it is no place for such warriors. When the world burned below, what did you do?
We watched, said Krask,
the bitterness in his voice resonating with every other salamander's legionary in the igneous vault. He rose to his feet with a churn of agitated servos.
Aye, uttered Xandu. We watched whilst the Death Guard rained hell upon our earth.
Held fast by duty, added Obek,
and clasped forearms with the hulking Xandu.
You are not the garrison, said T'Kel,
slowly shaking his head.
That is not what you call yourselves.
We are the Unscarred, answered Zaul,
and saw his brother nod again.
Denied glory,
said Zen.
Denied death,
Xandu corrected him with stern disapproval.
And I note you still wear your honor markings, brother.
Zen scowled as the fires of his anger were stoked.
They are mine by right of deed.
You are entirely too vainglorious, Aknun Zen.
All turned to Zebdu Var. For a moment it was as if the Primarch had returned and this legionary was his avatar. Var smiled then, dispelling the illusion as he revealed the mania in his eyes. But Zen made no riposte. T'Kel continued.
Vulcan gave me a sacred duty, he said,
regaining the attention of those present.
It was to be his last before he went to Istvan V. He foresaw this war, and he feared it. Not for his soul, or his body, or even his sons, but for the harm it would cause mankind. And he feared the evil that could be done with the wonders he had made, a legacy meant to ensure the success of the Great Crusade. Not weapons of destruction to be used against fellow legionaries in an internecine war. He bade me destroy them. But I am not the Primarch, and I do not have his resolve or strength of will. I pleaded with him not to unmake everything. Our father heeded me.
So, this is not all of it, then?
Asked Zaul, gesturing to the sea of ash underfoot.
Some of his works still endure?
T'Kel nodded solemnly, as if the existence of these artifacts were a great burden to him. Zen gave a curt laugh. It was mirthless and derisory.
This theatre, he said. What was it meant to achieve, to have us stand here in this tomb of ash, whilst you tell us of your duty?
I needed to convince you.
Convince us of what?
Obeck had seen and heard enough. He stepped forwards.
Enough, Forge Father. Tell them what it is you wish of us.
Tekel smiled thinly.
I need your help to fulfill Vulcan's last command to me.
Then ask it,
said Zandu, his mind apparently already made up.
7 artifacts are left, but they must be taken far from Prometheus and hidden, so that no one will ever find them.
If they are so dangerous, Forgefather, then why not destroy them too?
Asked Zen.
Because when this war is over, the galaxy and our legion, should it survive, shall have need of them. And because I could not destroy them all, and begged for the Primarch to allow me to spare these few. I need brothers in arms, Tekel told him, and you need a different purpose, to be unscarred no more, and once again feel worthy of your warrior names. This is all the honor that remains.
None argued.
I could speak for the company, said Obeck, and say we do this for Vulcan and the Legion, although I admit I am reticent to leave Prometheus's defenses weakened. But it has to be each warrior's right to choose.
Justly spoken, brother, said Zandu.
Tekel nodded to Obeck. He who, but for a quirk of fate, would have served the Legion on Istvan V and met his doom and glory there.
Well then, Tekel said, by an unsheathing of blades, who will take up this trial with me?
It took but a moment, as the vault resounded to the din of scraping metal, and 50 hammers, swords, and chain blades were hurled aloft as one.